This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain, black hole sun, won't you come?
You know, I think 26 games left now. The more we can continue to allow them to do that, and they continue to do it on a, you know, game-to-game basis, it's just going to make us a better team. And I think once you get to the postseason.
That person yelling and screaming in the background is Giannis as he was singing behind Damian Lillard.
Tweaker by LiAngelo Ball, one of the hottest new songs out right now.
You must be kidding.
No. It's called Tweaker.
I didn't know what he was saying, yeah. So I just knew he was singing something.
The Ball brothers are balling out again. Just one of them's in rap instead of basketball.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here. That is Charlie Usen producing today's show. Joining us now, a guy that, what's the name of the song?
Tweaker.
Sure. I'm sure Keith Smith has it in his Spotify. From Spot Track and Front Office Show, follow him on Twitter at Keith Smith NBA. Do you play that all the time? Listen to it, Keith.
If it came out after like 2005, I probably have not heard it unless I heard it in the car with my daughter. So
no, I think LaMelo, was it LaMelo Ball you said?
LiAngelo Ball.
Oh, LiAngelo Ball. Yes. Yeah. Came he's the like one that recorded ago. This two yeah. weeks ago. So yeah, you nor I know what this is. No.
Nope.
No, and I'm fine not knowing.
For me.
Yeah, I'll sleep fine tonight. Okay, Keith, let's talk about this Milwaukee Bucks team. They trade Middleton. They get back, Kyle Kuzma. They trade Beauchamp for Kevin Porter Jr. Beauchamp did absolutely nothing for this Bucks team. But I figured Porter Jr. would be a rotation player of some sort. But I think he's impressed far more than anybody expected. And the same with Kyle Kuzma at this point, who defensively has been way better than what Middleton was prior to Middleton leaving.
Yeah, I think with Porter, he gives the Bucks an element of chaos in their offense, which can be really good at times, because it's not to say that they're predictable, but sometimes they can be a little bland. You kind of know what you're going to see, and then if they're executing well, you're going to have a hard time stopping it. If they're not, you're probably going to be in the game. But with Porter, you never kind of know what he's going to do. Now, every once in a while, that's going to end up really bad. You know, he's one of those guys who, if you're sitting 8, 9, 10 rows up, you better still be paying attention. Otherwise, you might take one off the dome when he throws a wild pass. But, you know, I think he's really been good. And I think getting Kyle Kuzma has been huge as well, especially in light of the Bobby Portis suspension, because now you have another forward in the mix. And I thought what the Bucks were able to do was really rebalance the rotation a little bit. They needed another guy with some more size in that grouping there, and I think Kuzma gives them that, along with Prince behind Giannis, behind Brook Lopez, and that, you know, opens up a little bit more time for those guard size players like Trent and Green and now Porter in the mix as well.
Talking with Keith Smith of Spot Track and Front Office Show, follow him on Twitter at Keith Smith NBA. As we look at this Milwaukee Bucks team now, as we currently sit, and then you look at the rest of the Eastern Conference, Where would you stack up this Bucks and their chances of making a run in the East as it looks?
Yeah, I think I've got them in a tier behind Boston and Cleveland, who I think have really clearly separated themselves out from the rest of the conference. And the Knicks have played well this year. They're going to finish as the third seed, but their challenge has been they just can't get anything done against the best teams in the league. So I'm going to, you know, put them in the same grouping with the Bucks and with the Pacers there. And then after that, it's kind of everybody else. You know, the Pistons have played well. The Heat and the Magic are, you know, up and down. They're some weeks they're good, some weeks they're not so good. But I think Milwaukee's got a chance. A lot of it's going to come down to matchups and health, as it has for several years for them. You know, if they can get into that four side, I think they'd rather not have to play Boston. I think they'd rather take their chances with Cleveland in the second round if they get there. And then, you know, that puts them in a spot where, all right, let's, you know, kind of see where it goes from there. But, you know, a tier behind the other two real title contenders in the East, it's not a bad spot to be in.
Where do you compare them with, say, the Knicks at this point?
Yeah, I like the Bucks, you know, about on par with the Knicks. I think the Knicks have more dynamism on offense, I guess is the best way to put it. They've got a lot of different things they can go to. Brunson and Towns, you know, are really, really good. They, you know, sometimes the Knicks will really kind of kill you with three-pointers because Bridges is shooting it better. OG Anunoby can shoot. Josh Hart's had a nice year. Miles McBride off the bench has been pretty good. But defensively, I think, is where the Bucks, you know, have a, you know, major edge on the Knicks. The Bucks can
ratchet it up.
The Knicks just don't defend at all.
Keith, that doesn't make any sense. If you think of Thibodeau, normally his teams do defend and are physical.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. And, you know, they played yesterday afternoon against the Celtics, and you could see it like he even his team can be up by 50, and Tibbs looks like he's in pain on a defensive breakdown. Yep. And they let up three scores on inbounds plays.
Oh, my God.
And he just looked like he was ready to just walk off the court and never return to the game again. I mean, he was so angry. But that kind of stuff's been going on with them all year. And I don't know if you saw Tim Bontemps of ESPN had a bunch of great stats. But I'll boil them all down to one thing. Every single rim protection stat and pick and roll stat that involves Karl-Anthony Towns, he's last.
Yeah.
Whatever measure you look at, 50 guys, 350 guys, he's last in every single one of them.
Yeah. Again, I mean, this shouldn't be coming as a big surprise. He hasn't been the most physical guy in the whole wide world, if you think about it, during his career. Even in Minnesota, he was soft to a degree. That was Jimmy Butler's main reason to be mad at that dude when he was in Minnesota at the beginning of his career, Keith.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny because he plays extremely physical on offense. Like, he is one of the guys, he'll put his shoulder into you and, you know, plow through him a little bit. You know, he's right up there, you know, with a lot of guys. But on the defensive side, yeah, he doesn't move his feet well. He's not engaged. I will say one thing, he's been a wonderful defensive rebounder this year. He's been the best defensive rebounder in the league so far this season. But, you know, yeah, as far as protecting the rim, and you could tell Tibbs wants to play up at the level of the ball. He doesn't want to play this drop coverage, but he doesn't really have a choice. But even in the drop coverage, they're getting cooked. They're in a lot of trouble, especially, again, if they matched up with, like, the Bucks in a postseason series. Damian Lillard's just going to live on pick-and-roll jump shots by putting Karl-Anthony Towns into the actions because he's got no chance of stopping him.
Time with Keith Smith, SpotTrek, and Front Office Show. Follow him on Twitter at KeithSmithNBA. Let's talk about the Indiana Pacers next. They were a thorn in the Bucks' side last year. How do you view them this year?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Yeah, they're tough, and they're starting to really kind of round into form. They're playing a lot faster. This year when they were struggling early out of the gate, they were playing extremely slow, and there really wasn't a good answer for it. Even Rick Carlisle was asked repeatedly, said, you know, it's just sometimes guys just aren't ready to go, but for whatever reason they hit. You know, it was really about the middle part of December, about two-ish months ago or so, and they started playing really fast again and getting up and down the court, and Tyrese Haliburton and Pascal Siakam, they're deep. Their issue is Pascal Siakam, as good as he is, if he's your second best player going into a postseason series, you're probably, you know, have somewhat of a cap on how good of a team you're going to be. And then their defense, you know, waxes and wanes. There's some nights when it's okay and other nights when it's really, really bad. So for them, it's, again, it's just like it was last year. It's going to be matchups and health. If they hit the right teams at the right times, they're going to probably make another decent little playoff run. But other than that, it's probably going to be a little bit tough for them to get through teams.
Talk with Keith Smith, the Spot Track and Front Office Show. Follow him on Twitter, Keith Smith NBA. He joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy. Steve Sparky, Fiverr with you, Charlie. Other side of the glass, producing the show. As we talk about other teams out west that seemingly are playing better, two of those teams have to be considered, Jimmy Butler and Golden State. And then for whatever the reason, Luka and the Lakers have seemed to fire things up a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Lakers fans are feeling themselves after that win in Denver on Saturday night. They've been kind of letting everybody know who will listen, you know, hey, we're here and we're ready to be title contenders. And I think they're going to be in for a little bit of a rude awakening. That was a really good win, but they're crowing about how everybody said our defense was going to be terrible and we're the top defensive team. And it reminds me of that movie, Mr. Baseball, where it's, I led this club in ninth inning doubles in the month of August. Like, great, cherry pick a stat range and you're probably going to look good in it.
Yep.
And, you know, that's what they're doing. You know, it's out there, but, you know, they're better. You know, that's the thing. And, go into a series with Luke and LeBron, you're probably going to feel pretty good about that. I keep thinking, you know, if I'm the Oklahoma City Thunder, I've had this wonderful regular season where, you know, I'm going to set records for point margin and maybe, you know, win 60-plus games and just kind of dominate and roll through the league. And then you're going to wake up on day one of the first round. You might be playing Steph, Butler, and Draymond and the Warriors. Be like, all right, we got to deal with this for a week or two. And then next round it might be, all right, now it's Luke and LeBron. I mean, yep. Anybody who has doubts after them, they get through those two teams, you're going to have to believe in them. But, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. The Warriors look a lot more balanced with Jimmy Butler in the lineup. You know, they've started to get a little bit more healthy, too. So, yeah, all around, you know, the West is super deep, and there's a lot of really good teams in the West.
What is better, the top of the East or the top of the West when you go 1-4?
That's a good question. I would say it's the top of the East.
Yep.
Only because I think Boston and Cleveland are so good. I think the Knicks, and then I would put the Bucks in that fourth spot. Those teams are really good teams. And in the West, you've got OKC is excellent. Denver, I still very much believe in. But then after that, I don't even know who the other two teams are. Are they going to be, you know, the Lakers? Are they going to be the Grizzlies? Is it going to be the Rockets? Who's going to kind of slide into those others? And those teams are good. I don't feel quite as strong about those teams, you know, getting through the first round or doing something and maybe popping into the conference finals as they do with the West or the East teams, rather.
I got two more for you. One involves Joel Embiid with Philadelphia, not playing tonight against the Bulls, more swelling in that knee. Do they eventually shut him down and just kind of see their way out of the regular season without Embiid and going to the playoffs?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's where this is headed. And quite frankly, in my opinion, it should have been headed this way a while ago. When he made the most recent return and you watched him play, he's just dragging himself up and down the court. And if it was, we're the two seed and we have a real chance, I would understand it. You're fighting to get into the play-in tournament where then you got to win probably because it'll go in as the 10th seed. You're going to have to win twice to get through. And then, you know, from there, it's going to be, all right, you're going to play Boston or Cleveland. You don't have a chance. Like, you have no shot. And I look at it as they've got 4 years invested in him beyond this year for a ton of money, you know, well over $200 million. Like, get the surgery, get him right, and get him back ready to go. And I'll even go a step further. I would think about shutting Paul George down as well. He's talking about how he's taking pain-killing shots to play through injuries and the like. It's really time for them to really get into a place where it's, let's move on, you know, not move on from these guys, but let's call it what it is. Let's bottom this out. Let's try to be a top six team so we can keep our draft pick in what looks like a pretty good top of the draft. And then, you know, we'll get back at it next, you know, season with these guys hopefully healthier and ready to go.
All right, last one about Popovich being shut down now for the rest of the year. Do you know an update on his health? And I'm not going to speculate that this has something to do with Wembanyama being done for the rest of the year. So now that's kind of taken away motivation for him for having to come back. But where are we at with him?
Yeah, I mean, everything that's out there from the Spurs says he's recovering really well. They're just not sure if they're going to bring him back. Now, there was additional reporting that was added that his future is a little uncertain. And I would say, sure, I guess, you know, he's 80 years old or almost at that point. I think, you know, everything's a little year to year now with him. So I am a little, you know, saddened by the whole thing because, you know, it's been great to see the Spurs have gotten Wemby and started play a little bit better. You know, Pop for a little while they were down and really just starting this rebuilding phase, he was like this kinder, softer, gentler guy. And then it's been great to see him kind of snarling on the sideline again and, you know, see him doing his thing. So, you know, I hope, you know, him and Wemby get healthy. I would love to, you know, start next season with the two of them back on the court and, you know, doing their thing because I just, you know, I want Pop to be around as long as, you know, he wants to still do it. And, of course, we all want Wembanyama to get healthy and get back out there because, you know, he's as fun a young player as this league has had in a very long time.
Keith Smith, SpotTrac, in front office show. Follow him on Twitter at Keith Smith NBA. Keith, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.